Welcome, wellness warriors! Today I want to talk about taming your gremlin. One of the most significant reasons for human suffering is the narrator or inner critic in our heads. It is also known as our gremlin. You know what I'm talking about. It's that voice that tells you, I can't lose that weight. It's too hard. I'm too lazy. Or I can't get that promotion. I'm not smart enough. Your gremlin is very conniving. It will fabricate fantasies and draws you into inevitable internal fights that will send you into depressive moods and poor me mentality and zap the energy and life right out of you. Your gremlin thrives on negativity and will do its best to keep you from your greatness. The first step in Taming Your Gremlin, which is a book by Rick Carson, is simply to notice it. Just observe the thoughts that come up with no judgment. If we can pay attention to when and how our gremlin shows up and what our habitual responses to it have been, we can open up to the possibility of choosing to think, feel, and act differently to truly create an alternative reality for ourselves. Just be in the process. Being in the process is a way to move toward true love, the essence of who we really are, our inner guide that is more powerful than any gremlin. Remember, you have a choice to believe your gremlin or to reshape it to be your cheerleader instead. You can say to your gremlin when it comes up in your thoughts, I hear you and I choose not to listen. Or, thanks for sharing, I'm moving on. Or, I heard that. I don't need to suffer about this, so I'm choosing not to. Coaching inquiry of the day. What are some of your ideas and how you can tame your gremlin? Create a great day. Thanks for listening, y'all.
I just came to say goodbye. I'm in the corner watching you kiss.